Clémence Isaure, a legendary figure of 15th century Toulouse, gave fresh impetus to the Academy of the Floral Games, a prestigious literary event in the Occitan language. Created in the 14th century by troubadours and noblemen, this poetry competition strived to preserve the spirit of courtly love poetry in an act of cultural resistance, given the growing domination of the French language after the Earldom of Toulouse was annexed by France. The first edition was held on the 3rd of May 1324, the date on which the annual ceremony still takes place today. But did Clémence Isaure really exist? Is she a myth or a real person? A figure of legend or a historical figure? As both a muse and patron, her name appears in the city accounting registers alongside sums of money earmarked for helping poets to rhyme, which does seem to suggest she was actively involved in the literary world of her time. The museum has no less than 5 sculptures of her, all from the 19th century. They bear witness to the romantic infatuation with an idealized idea of the Middle Ages, which made the so-called troubadour style, of which Julie Charpentier's work is an example, so popular. The white marble sculpture faithfully reproduces medieval dress codes, a veil, necklace, and hairstyle composed of 2 braids twisted into balls and tucked behind the ears. The sculptress drew inspiration from the most famous depiction of Clémence Isaure, which for a long time was on display in the Capitole, and now resides in the Hôtel d'Assisa, an enigmatic portrait reconstructed in the 17th century from fragments of an older recumbent effigy. The skilled shaping of the marble, especially in the subtle folds of the veil, is testament to the artist's mastery of her art. On the base, a lyre surrounded by flowers. You can see marigolds, wild roses, lilies, amaranths and violets, is a reminder of the floral prizes awarded to poets in the form of small bouquets of gold, platinum or silver. Julie Charpentier is one of only a handful of women who dared to make a career out of sculpting back in the late 18th century. Although she was generally not well known, she was a pupil of Augustin Pajou, exhibited her artworks at the Paris Salon when it first opened to women artists, and received official commissions.